welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is still Osvaldo Perez. And today we have a special Black Month History show. I have a special guest here today, too. So stick around. It's going to be awesome music. We'll be right back.
Here at CITR, we're
Moontan Nocturnal, vinyl-consuming animals drifting easy through friendly space.
And we're
The Villains.
And
Nardwuar to Human Serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We're
Dark Space, punctuated by planets.
And we're
Patrick Swayze.
And we're
God, the Devil, Hell, Heaven! Do you understand? Finally!
But CITR is not a
commercial radio station.
Which means we need the help of listeners like you. Donate to CITR's 2013 Fund Drive, February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 to help purchase new soundboards for all three studios. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca. And thanks for supporting community radio.
Gang Signs is celebrating the release of their new remix EP on Friday, March 1st at the Electric Owl. The group will be performing along with some of the artists featured on the new EP, including Stint, Shaky Snakes, Callum Alka, Humans, Adam Cadman, and DJ B. A stacked bill of Vancouver's most diverse and best electronic music purveys. Advance tickets are $8 online at gangsignsremixparty.eventbrite.ca or $8 on the door, sponsored by CITR.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and we're listening to some music here. We're listening to Fela Kuti and Nigeria 70s, because we have a special show today for Black History Month here, and we're here with SMX.
And Mark.
Yeah.
Doing it real big.
Yeah.
Your boy.
He's here in the station. He's going to do some spoken word and put a couple of songs, I guess, and stuff, and talk a little bit about Black History Month, no?
Yeah, for sure.
And we have Chapa here, too, as well.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, so we started the show with Mad Professor doing a Massive Attack song. That was the Bumper Ball dub song. It's called Karma Coma from Massive Attack. Mad Professor, really cool guy. And then we listened to one of my favorite songs of all times by Funkadelic, Maggot's Brain. That's a super, 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 super cool song. And now we're listening to Fela Kuti. Yeah, so we're here on CITR getting ready for the phone drive as well. So, yeah, we need some new soundboards for the other studios, because sometimes I train people here on the other studio, and that studio is like falling apart, so we're gonna need your help to revamp the station. So yeah, so let's chat a little bit here with SMX.
Good as well, though.
Yeah, here in the Black History Month. So yeah, why is it important to celebrate Black History?
I believe it's very important to celebrate Black History Month because Black history is important to all of us. They say the first man came out of Africa, so that means we're all Africans, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, and music, no? Like, music has, like, its roots is mostly from Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mason music.
Tribal music also.
The drums, you know, all kinds of instruments. But the most important thing about Black History Month, I feel, is just that to create awareness, because a lot of people don't celebrate it, they don't even know what's going on. Everybody walks every day Black History Month. I wear black every day in Black History Month. You know what I mean? That's what I represent. You see me, I'm in all black today. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So I've been wearing black almost every day for Black History Month just to represent. But the thing about Black History Month, too, is that it's not only for us to look back in time and think about the struggles of the people. We're here to look and think about the achievements, the advancements, like social advancements, you know, Martin Luther King, civil rights. There's a lot of good things in Black history that should be celebrated and people should become more aware of. And that's mm-hmm. why I'm here representing through the music. You know, I do something called Modern Artistic Collective and bring artists together and we try to give back to the community. So in Black History Month for the MEC, it's about something artistic. And that's why I'm here today. Do a little poetry, you know what I mean? Do some spoken word, and I'm going to read some poetry from a couple of people I know, like one of my friends. She writes poetry. Her name's Nadia Cheney. I might have murdered her last name, but sorry about that. Big up to Nadia over there in OT. And I just want to give a shout out to my boys. Big up to my moms. Big up to my dad, you know what I mean? Big up to O-Tree. Big up to man like Canute, you know what I mean? Got big up the friends, big up to all my family and to my baby girl, to Seti Amon. I love you.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's Black history. It's all about family, it's all about community.
It's about love.
It's about love.
Nice.
Yes.
So yeah, so let's put a song. Okay. Let's play a local artist.
Okay.
Maxi Theophile Talbot. He's really cool. He played at the British Ex-Servicemen Association one time. So let's play a song from him. He's also a black guy. He's a neighbor of mine, actually.
Okay,
he lives
sweet.
There in the Commercial Drive.
Cool. I'm the driver. Represent Van City. You know what I mean? We're here, man.
So let's play this song called Spanish, because I speak Spanish.
Yes.
Just because of that. And we'll be right back and do some poetry, no?
Okay, yeah, man. Thank you.
Thank you. succeed at last. Persecution you must fear. Win and lose, you've got to get your share. Got your mind set on a dream. Succeed at last. I know it.
Listen. Rome was not. So that's Jimmy Cliff. You can get it if you really want. It's another black guy that legendary Jimmy Cliff. So we listened to a couple of songs there from Maxi Theophile Talbot, amazing artist from Commercial Drive. Has a couple of CDs there. You should check him out because he's really, really cool. And check out his shows too. So his first CD, Paul Talbot. He goes by Paul Talbot. I think that's his artistic name. He has a CD from 2008. It's just his name, I guess. Horizon is called. And this one that we were listening is Fading of the Star. And we listened to Spanish and another song called Fallen. So yeah, really cool. What else?
Nice. You have a nice neighborhood. Neighbors.
Yeah, nice neighbors. Really cool. Really cool people. So let's. I'm gonna put an African artist. This is really cool too. It's called Ablaye Sisoko. He's playing with a German guy, Volker Goetz. And we'll play a little bit of his music. It's really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. And we'll be right back here with some poetry here by SMX. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
sirenati con l'udita. Sira, 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 oh, sira, oh, sira, you.
That's like really beautiful music by Ablaye Sissoko and Volker Getz. Really cool African music. Because we're doing a little special here on Black History Month. So that's why we have SMX here. I met him at an open mic there at this place, Hatchery, which, by the way, is taking place tonight at 3293 West 4th Avenue there. On Kitsilano, this place, Hatchery, and yeah, are you gonna be tonight there?
I'm not gonna be there tonight. I'm going down to another joint.
Okay.
These guys, I know they put on this thing called Mouth versus Mike, and that's happening at the Calabash.
Okay. Oh,
cool. So it's gonna be really cool.
Downtown,
Mouth versus Mike. Yeah, it's downtown.
Yeah.
Cool. So big up to Mouth versus Mike. Big up to Oswaldo's thing at this place. It's all good. It's your boy, the SMX, representing Black History Month. I'm gonna talk about a subject. It's the goddess Ma'at. When we're going back to ancient Africa, in ancient Kemet, there was a goddess and her name is Ma'at. And what she does is that she represents, in a cosmological level, she represents the laws. On a religious level, she represents order and balance. And on a philosophical level, she represents morality and ethical principles, which one must apply to family, that's one, to nature, to environment, to community, and to God. So let's do this.
Okay.
Ma'at. Ma'at shows. Ma'at knows. Ma'at good. Ma'at would. Ma'at good. Ma'at shows. Ma'at good. Ma'at would. Because Ma'at lady shows. Because Ma'at ladies knows. Because Ma'at is good. Because Ma'at she would. Because Ma'at ladies knows. Because Ma'at gentlemen shows. Because Ma'at is good. Because Ma'at she would. What? Earth, air, fire, water, and wood. Earth, air, fire, water, and good. Earth, air, fire, water, and wood. Earth, air, fire, water, and good. If we do not value what came before us, we will destroy all before us. If we have in any valley for the tree, we shall proceed to cut them down. So many of my ancestors have hit the ground. Cut a tree, oh so ironic, for we know without the tree, humans can never grow free. Carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, atoms, vital elements all align, forming chains with ancestral ties. Knowledge spoken, secret code, sacred texts, humans implode, not in print but of mind. This is how we truly learn to rhyme, remembering mysteries, magic codes. Spoken text only works for those who really know the oneness of life. Ma'at, lady shows. Ma'at, gentleman knows. Ma'at is good because Ma'at, she would. Because Ma'at, lady shows. Because Ma'at, gentleman knows. Because Ma'at is good because Ma'at, she would. What she know about earth, air, fire, water, and wood? Earth, air, fire, water, and good. Earth, air, fire, water, and wood. Earth, air, fire, water, and good. Secret codes only work for those who really know the oneness of the names of the goddesses, and yes, are open to learn. And to be honest, many have come with so-called plans, talking shit by enlightenment, man, with new religion, ships of wood, from the east sailing west, claiming Jesus was the best, mixing religion with capitalism. This is how they dragged all of us into eternal shame. And nugget me, this isn't written, it's in my name. They call me West Indian, even though I'm not one of the so-called Amerindians. We, my people, we were captives over 400 years ago at the bottom of ships, eating and sleeping in our own shit and piss, stolen from our lands, never to comprehend the significance of Kemet in world history, man. So-called Western science, it is your truth, which is all based on lies, so ye shall fry when the gamma rays fall from the sky. Ma'at knows. Ma'at shows. Ma'at good because Ma'at, she would. Because Ma'at shows. Because Ma'at knows. Because Ma'at is good. Because Ma'at, she would. What she know about earth, air, fire, water, and wood? Earth, air, fire, water, and good. Earth, air, fire, water, and wood. Earth, air, fire, water, and good. Ye has misrepresented the relationship between man and creation, holding black mat back from every nation. Futile is man's new world order. Divine order trines chaos quick. Emancipation, protect the children from getting sick. We know nothing of this Satan. As is above, so is below. Just in case you fakers didn't know.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing, man.
My art, baby.
Yeah, that's a cool one. Yeah. So where are you from originally? You said you're from Barbados?
Yeah, originally I'm from Barbados. Came to Canada. Grew up in Toronto. Emigrated. Made that move, you know what I mean?
Nice,
yeah, man. So I represent the culture. That's why you see in the music, I kind of try to keep a kind of... The poetry, I do it kind of in a musical sense.
Mm-hmm.
I try to make the hooks like more repetitive and try so... When I do it out in the public, we could do it together, right?
Yeah.
That's
part of
African history. That's part of our culture. Like, we always, when we're together in groups, we like the call response. We like call something. When I say this, you know? That's just part of it. That's the evolution.
Yeah, you should perform that song. But let's see if we can recruit some people from
okay. Yeah, that's what I was
to
saying.
To do that uh-huh. song, no? I'm going to put an ad in the meantime. And
yep.
Let's see if they want to come and participate here.
Yeah, I got one more poetry, too. Like...
Yeah, you want to do that now, the other point?
It's up to you, bro.
Okay, yeah, let's do it, and then we'll do the other one.
So, this poem is written for indigenous people of the world because, like, I studied cultural anthropology in school, in university, and basically when I learned a lot about indigenous people of the world. So the one principle of indigenous people of the world is that they have an understanding of life in a holistic sense. I don't know if they called it holistic, but that's how we would apply it today. So this one is called traditional speak, and it goes like this. I'm talking, I'm talking, I'm talking, traditional. Traditional. I'm talking, I'm talking, I'm talking, traditional. I'm traditional. I'm talking, I'm talking, traditional. You're talking, kinda cynical. I'm talking, what's critical? You're talking, political. I'm talking about saving us all. You're talking, simply put, a lot of shite. We love the first spirit. Good people know we share and never fear. Spirit is language. Spirit is the mighty understanding. In light of our physical limitations, realities more than we can see, more than we can possibly dream. Accessed biologically by DNA, which is likened to seeds and knowledge planted around the day. Ancient rituals exactly have to stay, for without them, we can see the evidence of us losing our way. And I say, yeah, you wanna make me into your steeple, wanna take me away from my worldview. Our language connects us with the land, with the environment in which we inhabit, from the plants, creatures, all organic matter, from the sun, moon, and stars, to the cycles of the cosmos, to the cycles of the earth, from hunting and gathering to fishing to agricultural techniques. For millenniums, we have lived in harmony with our mothers and the rest of our environment, never taken without asking and never taken more than what was needed. For the Creator made this world perfect and all that inhabit it. Anything we need in order as a people in order to survive, we can find right here. Food, clothing, shelter, medicine, all come from the earth, natural, from the time of its creation. These, my friends, are simply surface gifts from the Most High. What I say to unto you, great indigenous people of the world, a warrior must first learn to take care of survival before they can go to war, to protect our families, to protect the earth, to protect the creatures, to protect our spirit.
Cool.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Woo! Traditional.
Traditional speaks.
Okay, let's put a couple of ads here and bring some people here. No, let's try to, yeah,
come
to
on
do
guys,
the other
we're
one.
We're gonna do a Sonny Marks hip hop.
No one told him never to be rude. Boy, he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude,
boys
and girls.
It's not just the same old show on your radio. Scotty's Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Yeah, because Scotty is here in the station, so Scotty, come to the studios,
yep.
Scotty, because he's show on Mondays. And speaking about Scott, well, let's put some music here first.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
That's another great musician, Bob Marley, no? Not a fighter. So, yeah, Scotty has his show on Mondays. And speaking about ska, we have amazing ska shows coming up this weekend. This Friday, we have the Bone Daddies are going to be performing at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. The Bone Daddies are really, really cool punk ska bands. We'll probably put a song of them at the end of the show. They're going to be performing with Doja, which are coming from a nice tour in Canada. So it's like a welcome party for them. And Kyle Fury from Los Furious also is going to be performing. So a lot of ska happening this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. Don't miss that.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be a great night.
It's going to be an amazing night. And then we have the Slackers coming to town with Heads Gun Heavy at the Korean Hall Saturday, March 2nd. So this Saturday, it's an all-ages show, so check it out. They're on Hastings. The Slackers is a legendary New York ska band. And actually, Vic Ruggiero, we're going to have an interview with him next show here. Vic, because Vic is performing a special, really, really special show, a solo show on Saturday, March 9 at the Pats Pub with Devil in the Woodshack, and Kyle Fury from Los Furious also is going to be performing there. So Kyle has a couple of cool shows, a couple of weeks in a row. Yeah, Los Furious is going to Mexico in May too, they're going back in November, so really cool for Los Furious. So check out those shows this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, and Saturday the Slackers, and the next Saturday at Pat's Pub, Vic Ruggiero is going to be performing. It's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah, kay. I can't wait for that, honestly.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So, okay, so let's put some reggae here.
Reggae the foundation.
some African reggae. This is another Sisoko guy. His name is Ba Sisoko. We'll be right back.
Neville Clark was born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1959. After studying in Italy, Clark graduated with honors from the Ontario College of Art. His work attempts to encourage black creativity and claims that Canadian women have displayed more strength than men in community ordeals. Clark is a two-time recipient of the A.J. Casson Award, presented each year for outstanding achievement in watercolor painting.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to the 2013 Fun Drive on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Don't miss the White Lung and New Sensei Tour kickoff party, Saturday, March 2nd at the Interurban Gallery. With special guests Peace and the High Drops. Advance tickets available at Neptune, Red Cat, Zoo Shop, and Zulu Records, or online at northerntickets.com. Sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. So we were listening there to Ba Sissoko with Tiken Ja Fakoli. On Veut Se Marier was the name of that song. A little bit of African reggae there for you, because we're celebrating the Black History Month. That's why we have SMX here in the studio.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, hey, what's happening with this? There it is. Okay, so I don't know what else you want to talk about.
I wanted to read a poem by my homegirl Nadia Cheney.
Okay.
I don't know.
In the meantime, let's say hi to people. No, you have some people listening there. Is Paloma listening or no?
Oh yeah, Paloma is.
¿Qué onda, Paloma?
Listen to the show. His birthday is coming. He's gonna throw in a big party. Everybody's invited.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Next Saturday.
Awesome. After the, we have a show also at the BX, at the British Exhibitionmen Association. This Friday, this Friday is the Bone Daddies with Doja and Kyle Fury from Los Furios is going to be performing. But this Saturday also there's a really cool show with Ryan Marchand from California coming to play at the British Ex-Servicemen Association this Saturday with The Figures and The Moon. Matthäus Moon is going to be performing. So yeah, it's going to be a really, really cool weekend there at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. And today the open mic at this place Hatchery, 3293 West 4th Avenue. Amazing musicians. I know Jeff Obi is coming from MG Graveyard, and Gary also is coming to perform. And there's Maddie, and there's a couple of really cool musicians coming tonight. So check it out. Come have some beers. There's no cover. Amazing music. So
good,
you know.
Deals, good food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good artist playing.
It's really, really cool parties for a Tuesday. So let's do the poem, no?
Okay. So in solidarity Black History Month, I read an excerpt poem from Nadia Cheney. Sorry, Nadia, if I'm murdering your last name, but this poem is called The N-Word, and I just took an excerpt from it. So thank you, Nadia, for letting me use this poem today, and I love how you're showing solidarity in Black History Month, being that you are Indo-Canadian and so you're supporting Black History Month. So, as the N-word, as a poet, you know that before there was anything in the cold, dark cosmos, there was the word, and the word wasn't wet bag, fag, fag, nigga, red, raghead, ho, heard. It was hum, like hum, my God, spirits turning into flesh. Isn't that odd? It created something new, which in turn created you. So why deny the power to manifest truth? Why keep stabbing dead horses that damage the youth? Why not use the spontaneous praise that brought you to hip-hop in the first place? To raise up the bigotry and self-hatred that smells like rot. We are all born seekers, but what have we sought? How do we use words? How do you use words that are heavy with blood clots without thought? Deliver us our trespasses, where they're blocking the path to the road less traveled. Give up the judge gavel, give up the groveling, give up the judge gavel, give up groveling, give up swallowing your pride. Because when you swallow it, it becomes all that you have to give, and all you have to gain. It's not a game, it's change, it's fate. The master's tools will never bring you to the master's plate. He's done eating anyway, it's too late. And it's late in the day, so don't play. There's no way out of the maze. Let's give up hate, and let the hip-hop show take its place as art. Let's be pillars of light that stand on guard. Let's remember our ancestors who worked so hard so this planet could show its face among the stars.
Wow.
Cool.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
She's one of my favorite poets. Nadia. Yeah, man. Good words.
She's in Vancouver or what?
She was in Vancouver. She moved back to Ottawa. But she's one of, she's rated one of Canada's 100 in top Indo-Canadian inspiring artists.
Nice.
Yeah. She's done a lot of things around here in Vancouver and in the greater Vancouver area. And I wish she could be here right now because she would represent herself much better than I could. So, thanks, shout out. I talked to her the other day. I was going over that poetry, you know. She sent me some of her poems, and I was like, this poem's really sick, like, for Black History Month. I love the part when she says, let's give up the hate and let hip-hop show, take its place as art. Let's be pillars of light. Let's stand on guard. Let's remember our ancestors who worked so hard so this planet could show its face among the stars.
Cool. I mean,
that is really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let's put another song. This is the Bell Race. I think they're from Detroit, but the singer Lisa Kekaula is an amazing singer. So let's put a quick song, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Those were the Bell Race, Fire in the Moon. Because there was an amazing full moon last night. You guys saw it? Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
It was so it's like, wow.
Yeah, it looks beautiful and mystery.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah. Also, Caracas is playing this Saturday with Warless. Should put couple of songs there, too, from them. So okay, so let's. You wanna do the other poem?
I'll do the song.
The song? Ah, let's do the song, no?
Okay, or yeah, let's do a song.
Are you ready to do the song, or should we put another song in the meantime?
I'm not gonna do that song. I'm gonna do a different one. This one's called "Let's Hit It Up." Sorry.
This one is
called "Let's Hit It Up."
Okay, and so there is no music on that one.
There's music, yes, sir.
Okay.
So Van City, we're doing it real big. This is called Let's Hit It Up. Van City, it's your boy, the SMX. Want to big up to my mans. always to my moms and my dad. It's all about knowledge. It's all about giving back. That's what Let's Hit It Up is all about. You know what I mean? So anytime you're ready, I'm cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Let's hit it up.
Yo, you gotta go to school. You can't never be a fool. You gotta come with a bibliotech. If you wanna represent, let's hit it up. Yo, you gotta go to school. You can't never be a fool. You gotta come with a bibliotech. If you wanna represent, let's set it up. What my people gonna learn? It's about time we take a turn to heal the pains of the past. You gotta move with class, let's set it up. Take a look inside and let's go upon a ride. You gotta fight for the soul. If you wanna shine like gold, let's set it up. And if you wish to heal the earth, you gotta think about yourself first. You got a positive role, and your story is gold. Let's set it up. And if you wish to heal the earth, you gotta think about yourself first and play a positive role. And then your story is gold. Let's set it up. Let's set it up. Let's set it up. Yo, you gotta go to school. You can't never be a fool. You gotta come with the bibliotech. If you wanna represent, let's set it up. Yo, you gotta go to school. You can't never be a fool. You gotta come with the bibliotech. If you wanna represent, let's set it up. Yo, you gotta go to school. You can't never be a fool. You gotta come with the bibliotech. If you wanna represent, let's set it up. I see a lot of brothers die. I see a lot of mothers cry. A lot of people in this game only wish to seek fame. Let's set it up. So you have the right to vote. You have the right to make jokes. You have the right to speak the truth. You have the right to raise a youth. Let's set it up. Some of us tell lies. Some of us will never die. In the minds of the youth, we keep living and that's the truth. So let's all join hands and do all what we can. Plant a tree for its good. Harmonize it where you should. Let's set it up. Stop poisoning the ocean. Stop polluting the air. Stop cutting down the trees. For without we can't breathe. Let's set it up. We ain't playing any games. We ain't seeking any fame. We only fighting for peace. To make all the war cease. Let's set it up. And if you wish to heal the earth, you gotta think about yourself first and play a positive role. And then your story is gold. Let's set it up. Let's set it up. Let's set it up. Yo, you gotta go to school. You can't never be a fool. You gotta come with the bibliotech. If you wanna represent, let's set it up. Yo, you gotta go to school. You can't never be a fool. You gotta come with the bibliotech. If you wanna represent, let's set it up. Yo, you gotta go to school. You can't never be a fool. You gotta come with the bibliotech. If you wanna represent, let's set it up. Let's set it up. Let's hit it up, yo. When I say Van City, y'all say Wicked. Van City. Van City. Yeah, man. It's all good. You gotta have some fun sometimes, you know what I mean? And I'm new to the radio, so don't get it twisted, right? Don't get it twisted. I'll understand in more time, but that's Let's Hit It Up. You know what I mean?
Cool.
We're
good. Yeah. So where how do you write your lyrics, or what's the story behind
what's the
that?
Writing process?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, basically I usually get an idea in my head, like let's hit it up. Basically, I was on my porch one day and I just was thinking to myself and I had a beatbox in my head and I was like and I was doing stuff like that, right? And then I wrote the lyrics to that, and I'm like, yo, you gotta go to school, you can't never be a fool. So that boom boom boom, then I went back in my computer and I build the beat, right? So it really depends on how I feel that day. Like sometimes I might have ideas in my mind and then I'm like, let me write about that, right? And then some days the ideas just come to me, like, you know, I just create new things. I wrote a song the other day called The Nation State. It won't bring that out yet, but it was inspired by my boy named Jim. I met him at the open mics I used to do. Uh-huh. And he has his own song, and then I was like, yo, that's cool. So sometimes we take from other people like that too, and that's how my process is really creative.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, let's listen to a couple of bands that are playing this Saturday at the Prop House. Let's listen to Caracas and then Wireless, and we'll be right back. Let's see. This one looks that it's in Spanish.
Spanish. Caracas.
Yeah. Caracas. They're a really cool band.
Yeah, I have the chance to
play. Vadillo Brothers.
A Cadillac, but there are Son, my mama's just not coming back. So may my tombstone stand shining tonight. The golden glow from the headlights of some people who are feeling alright.
So that was Warless. They're playing with Caracas next Saturday at the Prop House. Really cool. Really cool, guys. And so we have some people here in the studio. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, we have a little party here. SMX is going to represent. We're having a special Black History Month show today. So what are you going to do? Or what's this?
I'm going to do How You Living. And we brought these guys in because we want to show you this African tradition. And, you know, getting everybody mobilized. Sorry about that. Gotta have it cued, right?
Okay, so.
Yeah, it's an African tradition. You know, we get together in groups and then we have call response. And then, you know, so I just wanted you guys to come in to share in this and experience the culture. So I wrote a song called How You Living to represent that. So let's go.
Okay, awesome.
I'll do some call response. It's like, you guys. The freedom movement, the freedom movement. I guess you guys can't hear it, eh?
We can hear you.
Okay, that's good. How you living, son? I'm living for the people of the world, man. Yeah. You gotta let me know. When I say how you say living. How you
living?
How you
living?
When I say how you say living. How you
living?
How you
living?
How you living? How you living? How you living? How you live? Break it off. Some people wanna live fast, some people wanna live slow. Some people live with the knowledge cause they know. They understand cause they got to run. In these perilous times they run from a gun. Whoa, on the battlefield, we keep it real. We reminisce the times when we used to steal, yo. We live in like the dread. Even though we don't got one nice lock in our head. We live in like the shining ones. Because we ride in the laws, yo, we loving the God, whoa. We live in like Moses. Because you know in this life the shining blinding ones chose us. How you living? You wanna be big, we wanna be the kids giving out the food, man. Like Jesus on the hill of Galilee. You feeling me? Under we free. When I say how you say living. How you
living?
How you
living?
When I say how you say living. How you
living?
How you
living?
How you living? Great guys, how you living? How you living? How you live? Break it off. So nowadays I'm watching YouTube. Living in the north, I know I'm destined to be free, dude. Connecting with people around the world. I see the people in Haiti dying in herds, whoa. I see the people that don't get no food. I see the people in this life that the God used to be the ones carrying the pain on the earth. One time, you're going insane. How you living? You wanna be a villain? You wanna make a killing? Are you always chilling? You wanna take what we have? You wanna place us in the earth and make us all sad, make us all misbelieve in drinking poisonous water if it could nourish we. How you living? You press the free. We living righteous because we planted seeds. When I say how you say living. How you
living?
How you
living?
When I say how you say living. How you
living?
How you
living?
How you living? How you living? How you living? How you live? Break it off. When I say how you say living. How you
living?
How you
living?
When I say how you say living. How you
living?
How you
living?
Word. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Thank you to our special guests. Thanks, guys. That was great.
Yeah. Thank you, guys, for singing with us.
That was sick.
Yeah.
That was really good. Yeah. A little bit of recruitment, you know. I just had to go on the campus, get some guys out.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that was really cool.
That was sick.
Guys, I would wait to break the eye to them. Mm-hmm. Everybody mm-hmm. see part of the party.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a part of the African tradition. From ancient times, that's what we've always been doing.
Yeah,
when we gather in rituals or get people together, it's good to have the interaction. You have the orator in the middle, and he's calling out, and he's like, do this, do that, and you're doing that.
Yeah, you really feel part of the song. Mm-hmm. Rather, like, mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of people do that, yeah, actually. Yeah,
a lot of indigenous people around the world.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Saying. It's like, you get in circles, we could do it just in A, B, C, ya, la, la. Like, you know, we got in little groups and there's like maybe five people in a circle and you have five over here, five here, five there, five there. You could do different things, right?
Yeah.
Like one is doing a drum, one is saying, one is like, you know, and you can work around and do things. It's really interesting. It's kind of funny because I went out to check out this workshop with my boy. I know this guy named Roops. And he does some workshops in the community. He was doing some stuff similar to that. And he has an Indo-Canadian background too. So he does a lot of stuff traditional. So it's really cool to see the similarities between the different cultures. And that's why I'm glad that those guys came in to celebrate Black History Month with us. Because they're not even black. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah, you're the only black one here.
Yeah, I actually. Am.
Yeah. We're brown. We're kind of brown.
Yeah. People of color, yes.
Yeah. Well, Robin is kind of brown too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, cool.
I forgot my color.
We don't think about that.
Yeah, we don't think about colors, really. Exactly. Yeah? Here in Vancouver, we just see people
Yep.
We all bleed the same, as they say.
Exactly, I'm feeling that as well.
Yep. So that's cool. Thank you very much, SMX, for being here. Yeah, thank you for
thank you very much.
Sharing. It was an awesome show. We get to play a lot of music, mm-hmm. African, Caribbean music. Mm-hmm. We could do like 4 or 5 hours of show, but
crazy.
Yeah, but there's Alex is here for Mantis Cabinet. That's gonna be an awesome show too. He's really cool. Let's recap the shows. And Cueva wants to drink with you, Cueva.
Cueva, what is new?
What's new?
Hi, Cueva.
Let's recap the shows tonight. This place, Hashery, 3293 West 4th Avenue. Open mic. It's gonna be an amazing show with a lot of cool artists.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then Friday, the Bone Daddies. We're going to leave you with a Bone Daddy song, because they're playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with Doja and Cal Fury from Los Furious. And then Saturday, the Slackers are playing with Heads Gone Heavy at the Korean Hall. And then on Saturday, also, there's Mateus Moon playing with Ryan Marchand and the Figures at the British Ex-Servicemen Association as well. And Caracas and Wireless also playing at the Prop House. That's an early show, so you can go check out Caracas and Wireless at the Prop House and then go to the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So there's a lot of things happening,
yeah, a lot of things
around town. And also, there is a very, very special show that's going to be happening on March 19 at the Displaced Hashery. Chris Mora is coming, but don't tell anybody. It's a very special show. Chris Mora is coming, and it's going to be like a free show. Okay, so thank you very much, guys, for tuning in. Sorry we didn't get to say hi to everybody today, but we'll see you next week. Next week we're going to have the fun drive, so please donate to the show. We need to get some new soundboards. We need to get that like ASAP. So yeah, this is called Pizza Girl, and I'll see you next week.
Bye. Adios. On the song.